Today's daf is Erevin daf Zion, and we are on Vavma Beis. Scheduling note, the daf from I was going to put up from 7.5 years ago, tomorrow's daf Shabbos, but there is none, because it was Yom Kippur 7.5 years ago, Erevin daf Zion, so daf Ches, so Be'ez Hashem, I'll get it up sometime this afternoon, Be'ez Hashem, and then we will continue. Okay, so we are on the Vavma Beis, the second wide line, and we're talking about the Mavui Akum in Nahar Da'a. What happened with that Mavui Akum? There was a bent Mavui in Nahar Da, which was shaped like an L, and the people of the Mavui, they were Machmir in both directions. They were Machmir like Rav, they were Machmir like Shmuel. In what way? They were Machmir like Rav to treat it like a Mavui Mefulash, because we said that this Mavui, a regular Mavui Mefulash, goes straight through, and there are openings on both sides. And this is bent, but it goes straight through to the other side. So do we say that it's considered a Mavui Mefulash? That's what Rav said. Shmuel said no. It's considered a Mavui, clothes, a Mavui Sasum, and it doesn't, according to Rashi said before, that it doesn't need anything at the Makom Ha'ikum, at the point of bending. But that was the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So these people in Nahar Da'ah, they held like both Chumras. One Chumra was what we just mentioned, the Chumra of Rav to treat it like a Mavui Mefulash, and therefore you have to put something at the bend area, you have to put it Tzuras HaPesach, but they also held like the, against Rav who said, like the Halakha is like the Tanakama, they went against that, and they held like Hananya, who said on the bottom of Amud Aleph, on Vav Amud Aleph, that according to Beis Hillel, you need a Deles Mikan, and a Lechi and a Korah Mikan, meaning so they held like both Chumras. So, the Gemara says now, on the second wide line, Umi Avdidin Ketre Chumri. Is that appropriate? Right, we're talking about these people, we assume that they had some halachic basis. So, is it appropriate to just latch on to two different Chumras in the same case, Vatanya? But didn't we learn in a Braisa, in a Tosefta, La'olam halacha kebeis Hillel. The halacha is like Beis Hillel. Always, as we'll have at the Shem next week. V'harotza la'asos kedivrei Beis Shammai, Osa. But if you want to do like Beis Shammai, that's okay too. Kedivrei Beis Hillel Osa. If you want to do like Beis Hillel, that's okay too. We'll ask the stira in a few minutes between the first line of this braisa and the second line. Mikule Beis Shammai or Mikule Beis Hillel. But if you take the kulas of both opinions, Rasha, right? If somebody goes kula shopping, right? They hold up by like this rabbi for Hilchos Shabbos and this rabbi for Hilchos Kashrus because they know all these rabbis have different kulas in different areas. So if somebody goes kula shopping, Rasha. It's inappropriate. That's not part of the halachic system. May chumri Beis Shammai, may chumri Beis Hillel. And if you all like both chumris, alav akasav omer aksil b'choshech aleich. You're walking in darkness. Right? Because you're not supposed to just be machmir all over the place. We're supposed to hold a v'shita, and there's no area where we just stop supposed to be machmir. Even though we know in Hilchos Pesach we have accepted upon ourselves many chumris, but it's still within some basis. So that's the Gemara's question. What did these people in Nahar Da'ah do? After all, it was the city of Shmuel. So why would they have just been Machmir across the board? And, of course, we mentioned Mekel across the board, too. But the example of the Kula Beis Shammai, Kula Beis Hillel, the example sometimes given is on Rosh Hashanah. They say the Arizal used to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. He used to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. So those that say, oh, I'm an Arizal man. I'll sleep on Rosh Hashanah, even though the Ramah says, you know, one, it's not so appropriate to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. You'll have a sleepy year, Yoshi, even though No, say Caleb say Yoshev Batzach Yashin Dami. If I'm sitting doing nothing and I can take a short nap and then learn something, you can take a little nap. But I hold like the Arizal. So they say if you go like the Arizal's Kula, you got to go like the Arizal's Chomers. Now you got to be consistent. Therefore, we can't pick and choose what we hold up. So that's the Gemara's question. So what do these people do? So the Gemara answers Ella Ikebe Shammai. Oh, this is a continuation of the question. I'm sorry. Ella Ikebe Shammai Kukulein v'kuchum Rehon. If you go like Beis Shammai, you got to go straight through. Ikebe Hillel Kukulein v'kuchum Rehon. So before we even answer the question of what they did, so the Gemara asks, but within this brisa, I don't understand. Hagufa kasha, amart la'olam halacha kebeis hillel, v'hadar amart ha'rosa la'asa kedivir beis shammai osa. The first line you say, halacha is like beis hillel, and the next line says, okay, do what you want. So which is it? Parenthetically, I think something that we've touched on before, the issue of following whoever you want, generally, you follow who your Rebbe is, or you follow a certain opinion. But this Gemara, the Gemara doesn't quote the whole Braisa, but there's another Braisa that some are familiar with from Maseches Brachos, where the Gemara says there are three different opinions if you follow Beis Shammai. Three different opinions. Some say, you go like Beis Shammai, fine. Others say, it's really not appropriate, and you should really go like Beis Hillel. And the other opinion says, if you follow like Beis Shammai, Chayav Misa. So going like Beis Shammai is different than going like any other rejected opinion. There are a number of sources like that. The Gemara says also in the sixth parak in Brachos, Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah. Right? So I'll have to see why is that. So let's just first continue the Gemara and then we'll, Be'ez Hashem, come back. So first the Gemara says, Agufa Kasha. So there's an internal contradiction. First you say that Halacha is like Beis Hillel, and then you say, you can follow Beis Shammai if you want. So the Gemara gives three answers. Answer number one, Lo Kasha, Kan Kodem Bas Kol, Kan La'achar Bas Kol. Before and after the Bas Kol. Which Bas Kol? The Bas Kol that's going to come next week. Gemara in Eir Vindaf Yud Gimel. Yud Gimel on Mabez. The Gemara says, on the last two skinny lines, I think it's next Thursday's daf. Yatza Basko Va'amra, Elu Va'elu Deri Elokim Chayim. The Basko goes out, we'll get to the details of this Gemara next week, right? They argued for many, many years until the Basko goes out and says, Elu Va'elu, V'halacha Kedivra Beis Hillel. Why? We'll have to see that Gemara. But the Basko said that, so that's what the Gemara says. Before the Basko, you can do what you want. Make a follow Beis Shammai if you want. After the Bas Kol, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. That is answer number one, and we'll get to the important words of Tosfos here in a minute. V'bayi same up, and the second answer given, Hava halachar Bas Kol. Really, maybe both are after the Bas Kol. After the Bas Kol. So if you had the Bas Kol that says the halacha is like Beis Hillel, how could you go like Beis Shammai? V'reb Yoshua hi. To Amar, to lo ashkik v'Bas Kol. It's like Rabbi Yeshua, who was the one that stood on his chair and said, Lo Bashamayimi! We don't care about Baskols. We'll review that Gemara by the Hashem soon. But that's the second answer. Maybe that's a Machlokas Tanoim. Whether you follow Baskols or not. That's an amazing Machlokas. It's a Machlokas whether you have to listen to a heavenly voice. You know, usually you have a Machlokas about Tum and Tara, Machlokas Usser and Mutter. But a Machlokas about whether heavenly voices are authoritative? That's a pretty basic Machlokas. Pretty amazing for that suggestion. V'yibayisema. Says the Gemara, even though Pashas, that's the machlokes between all the rabbis and Rabbi Eliezer in the other Gemara, as we'll see soon. But V'bayi Seim, a third approach, Hachi Ka'amar, this is what the Gemara means. Kal Hecha Demishkaches Trei Tanai V'Trei Amorai Depligia Hadadi. What the Gemara means in the first line is, Halacha like Beis Hillel. But then the Gemara says, in any other parallel machlokes, where we would have a machlokes between two opinions, you can follow who you want. Not Dafka like this one, because here it's already been paskened from the Basko. Kol Hecha Debishkachas Trei Tanoi, V'Trei Amoroi, Depligi Ahadadi. Wherever you have two Machlokas Tanom or Amoraim that argue on each other. Ke'ein Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, similar to the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Lo Levit Ki Kulei Demar V'Chi Kulei Demar. Don't go like the Kulas of both of them. V'lo Kechumri Demar V'lo Kechi Kechumri Demar. And don't go like the Chumris of both of them. Ella O Ki Kulei Demar U'Kechumri Avid. O Ki Kulei Demar U'Kechumri Avid. Semicolon. Meaning it's just saying that in any other parallel machlokas, not in this one, but if you want to go like another opinion, you can. But not specifically like this one. So the Gemara just ends up, let's finish the question and then Mezer Shem will take a break. We call Makom Kasha. But we're still back to the original question. So what did these people of the Bent Mavui of Nahardah do? Right, we just went through a little tangential, we quoted this Brisa, which is the problem of you can't just pick everybody's chumras, but along the way we had to explain the internal workings of this Brisa. Right, how did it work? So we gave three different answers, pre or post Bas Kol, Machlokas Tanoim, or maybe talking about a different Machlokas, not Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. But back to the question, what did they do? Why do we say that they went like both chumras? How was that appropriate? Weren't they just Haksil Bachoshech Olech? We'd rather not say that they were. So, but that's the Gemara's question. Okay, but though first we have to come back and talk about Tosfos' issue. This Tosfos comes up here, it tops up in Babetzia Nuntes, important day in Tosfos. Tosfos says, V'im Tomar, bottom Tosfos, Maishna, right, Pashas of this Gemara is, according to Rov Tanoim, we pass it like Baskos. First answer of the Gemara. After, once the Baskol says what it says, so, you go like the Baskol. The Baskol says, Allah is like Beis Hillel. Ask the Gemara, right, before we get to the second answer. But why do we pass in like this baskol and not the other baskol? My shtodel kaimis lonka baskol Rabbi Eliezer Dazov. What's known as Taner Shalachnoi. It's come up a number of times. It's going to come up next week. Let's just review that Gemara for a minute. It's a wonderful Gemara to review. So remember, the Gemara is, there's a detailed machlokas about a certain oven in Tumah V'Tahara, known as Tanur Shel Achnoi. Different reasons why it's the Tanur of Achnoi. Is that somebody's name? Is that mean a snake that they surrounded him with arguments? Either way, machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, Ba'oso hayom eishiv Rabbi Eliezer called Tshuva Sheba Olam, V'lo kiblu heimenu. On that day, Rabbi Eliezer brought all the raya's in the world, and they didn't listen to him. Omer Lahem. And finally he says, okay, you don't like my logic? Let me try with supernatural to convince you. Im halacha kamosi charuv ze yochiach. If the halacha is like me, this tree will prove that I'm right. Ne'akar charuv mimkomo mea ama v'yamrila arba meos ama. The tree uprooted itself and moved 100 amas, or maybe 400 amas. Omru lo emi v'yirai min acharuv. Sorry, don't bring rayas from carob trees. Chazar v'yamar lahem, and then he says, Amalacha kamosi, amas hamayim yochichu. This water aqueduct would prove that I'm right. Chazar amas hamayim lacharem, the water starts flowing upstream. Amru lo, eimi v'yamarayim, amas hamayim. Don't bring me rayas from amas hamayim. The Mefarshim talk about what is each stage of the rayas. Why is it more of a raya from the water than from the trees? Chazar v'yamar lahem, amalacha kamosi, Kosli Beis HaMedrash Yochichu. The walls of the Beis HaMedrash will prove that I'm right. Hitu Kosli Beis HaMedrash Lipol. The Beis HaMedrash walls started to fall in. Imagine what the rabbis at that time were there, and then the Beis HaMedrash walls started falling in. Gar Bahem Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua groaned. Rabbi Yeshua made a sound at the walls. And Amar Lahem, Im Talmidei Chachamim Menatzchem Zed Zeh BaHalacha Atem Mativchem. What are you walls getting involved in a machlokas that doesn't have to do with you? You know, we're going to battle this. You do what you need to do. Lo naflum in b'kvodosh Rabbi Yeshua, v'lo zaklum b'kvodosh Rabbi Eliezer. V'yadayin matim v'ondim. They stopped in the middle. They're in the middle. Chaz aviyam alem ha-malacha kamosi min ha-shamayim yochichu. Finally, if the halacha is like me, from heaven, yatsa baskal v'yamra, malachem etzel Rabbi Eliezer, shalacha kamosu b'chal makom. Amar Rabbi Yeshua al ragla v'yamar lo b'shamayim hi. Rabbi Yeshua says, sorry, we don't listen to Baskols either. Lo b'shamayim hi, Amar Rabbi Yerbia, kfar nitin atar me'ar Sinai, ein anu mashkichin b'baskol, shekvar kasavta b'har Sinai b'torah acharei rabim lahatos. We tell the Baskols, sorry, we already have a rule of acharei rabim lahatos. And then they go, and they eventually put Rabbi Eliezer in Cherim, and they didn't let him say Tachnun, because his wife didn't let him say Tachnun, because of the power of such a tefillah. B'chulu, the Gemara continues there. Say, ask Tosfos over there in Bamatzia. Ask Tosfos in Erevin Dafav. Two places in Shas where Bali Tosfos asked this. What's the difference between the Baskols? The Baskol there where we don't listen to it, and the Baskol over here, Erevin Dafyud Gimel, which we do listen to. So, Tosfos gives a couple of answers. First answer of Tosfos, V'yesh Lomar. By the way, why is it called a bas kol and not a ben kol? What a bas kol, feminine. So there's a Tosfos Yontif. I think it's in Yevamis in the 16th parak, where the Tosfos Yontif says that because we want to show that it's a lower level than Nevuah. So it's less strong. It's weaker than Nevuah, so I say bas kol gives that impression. It's not a ben kol, it's a bas kol. Bas kol, right? Why is it in the 16th parak in Yevamis? Because there it talks about how if you hear a bas kol that says, Reuven died, could his wife get married? Right, so is that good enough? Right, the whole last couple of prakim all about Edis Isha. So I think the Tosfos Yontif there makes that ha'ara that it's a bas kol and not a ben kol. Good. So the question is, what's the difference? The Tosfos here gives two answers. Answer number one: V'yesh lomar da'hasam lo yatsa ela lechvodo kidemuchach hasam. Right, it only went out lechvodo. Really, it wasn't a real bas kol. That was like a bas kol. Right, it wasn't a real bas kol. Okay. So, again, Bali Misora had that Misora that it wasn't a real Baskol. Answer number one. Vahatorah good. Answer number one. Where else do we have such a principle? So it's fascinating. We have another Gemara where a Baskol went out l'kavod Rebbe Eliezer to save his kavod. Which Gemara? The Gemara in Tainis on Daf Chaf Hey. Remember the Gemara? Rebbe Eliezer, there was a big drought. And Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer were there, and Rabbi Eliezer goes down to be the chazan, and he said all 24 special brachas. Well, the extra ones plus one asrei for a tainis. V'lo nane, yard Rabbi Akiva achara v'yamar, avinu malkeinu, ein lanu melech ela ata, avinu malkeinu, l'mancha rachim aleinu. And it started raining. One sentence. Rabbi Eliezer davened 24 brachas, nothing. Rabbi Akiva said one sentence. Havi miranini rabbanon. the Rabbanan started talking behind Rabbi Lanza's back. Oh, did it start raining? He davened so long, he didn't... There must be something going on behind closed doors. Did it rain for Rabbi Eliezer? Yotza baskol v'yamra, lo mipnei shezeh gadol mizeh, not because he's a greater Talmud Chacham, ela mipnei shezeh mavram midosav, v'zeinu mavram midosav. Right, this one lets things slide. He's a mevatrin. Right, which you might say, doesn't that make him a gadol? No, one's not greater. It's just that he's a mavram midosav. Interesting contrast. That doesn't mean that he's a gadol. Yoser. But you see another, it's a beferish. Another Gemara. And here the Gemara is clear. The Basco went out, dafka l'kavir Rebbe Eliezer. Right? Don't think there's anything wrong with my Rebbe Eliezer. He's just not Mavra Midosav. And that specifically gets you rain, like Rebbe Akiva did. But either way, according to maybe that's what's behind Tosfos' thinking. He doesn't quote it, but he has another Gemara that has a Basco l'chvod Rebbe Eliezer. The Ode. The Hasam Haisa Neged Rabim. Second answer is, maybe, is the Basco following the majority or going against the majority? Over here, it's going against the majority. V'yatara amra, achre rav mahatos. Right? It's going against the majority over there. Right? That's why Rabbi Yeshua says, lo bashamayimi. That's why, by the way, when the Gemara here says in the second answer, oh, Rabbi Yeshua holds emashkichim a Basco. What do the other answers say? It's beferish of the Gemara. No, the answer is not beferish in the Gemara. That Gemara is only in that specific context, Rabbi Yeshua says, don't listen to the Baskol. And it could be like what Tosa says here, it's against the majority. But maybe in general, he would listen to a Baskol. Aval hacha adarabah, beisil havei ruba, v'lo hutzrach a Baskol, ela mishum de beishamai havei charifi tvei. Beishamai were sharper, as the Gemara says, elsewhere. And that's why you needed the Baskol to say, no, follow the majority. It's correct to follow the majority, even though they're not as sharp. Right, you gotta be in the same league, but as long as they're both Ba'alei HaMesorah, you follow the majority. So those are the two deos in Tosfos, why they didn't follow that Basco. A third answer, I think we mentioned a couple of days ago. Do we mention it here? Or do we mention it in the Mitzvah Shir? I don't remember. The third answer is given in Brachos, on Daf Yotesima Beis. The Gemara there, Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon, on the side of the Gemara, printed on Brachos Yotesima Beis, has a third answer. And that is, that Baskol was, it's similar to the first answer, but that Baskol was just Lenasos HaChachamim. It was to test the Rabbanon if they would stick to their guns and follow the Halacha of Achmer Rabbim Lahatos. And follow the Halacha, they figured it out. And it's similar, the Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon says, to a Navi Sheker. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes says a Navi Sheker, Lenasos, right, to test us. So there too, that's why it wasn't a real Baskol. Either way, this is an important discussion. Again, there's a lot more here. Maybe we'll just mention one more source, and then we'll continue. Again, we could spend the rest of the day on listening to Baskol's heavenly intervention versus rabbinic autonomy that we've had a shiur on in the past. But either way, just meant to mention one more source that I did not mention in the past, I don't think, except maybe years ago. And that's an Or Sameach at the end of Yisodei HaTorah. The Or Sameach there says, the Rambam has a line. The Rambam says, in the context of Navi Sheker, that in the ninth parak of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, V'cheinim akar davar midvarim shalamanu mipi Hashmua. If this person is Oker HaHalacha, he uproots a halacha forever, not just Hara Shah like Eliyahu Navi. You know, there's no such thing anymore. God told me that you can forget about Shatnez. Don't worry about it. You can forget about it. God told me that it's no longer applicable. Right? If a Navi says that, Osha Amar Bedin Midini HaTorah, or he says about any halacha, Shashem Tzivalo Shadin Kahu, V'Halacha Kedivrei Ploni. Hashem told me the halacha follows so and so. The Navi says that. Hareze Navi Sheker. The Yechonik. He's a Navi Sheker. Navi Sheker. Right? Avo Pisha Sa'os, even if he does a miraculous sign. Shari Bola Hachish Torah Sha'amra Lobashamayimhi. Avo Lafisha Shaman Lobakal. Harasha, you can follow him. So ask the Arsameach, what's the Rambam I'm talking about here? If you want to tell me to uproot a din, fine. But to tell me that Allah is like so and so. If a Navi says that, why is that a Navi Sheker? Because says the Arsameach, a Navi is allowed to say, Imkain, he says, Mishum Shabasko nomer al ha'adam, velo al guf davar ha'halacha pratis, velo al tanuro shalachnoi bepratis, shezesha ha'adam roi lekro halacha kamoso, ain't that mofis prati. A Basco could say, oh, this person is a gavar rabba. This person is a great person. You know, it would make sense to follow him in halacha. That one could say. But about a specific halacha, a specific one, not about focusing on the gavra, but focusing on the halachi itself, that's what a bas kol is not allowed to say. Because that's undermining the halachic process. In this specific area, that's lo bashamayim. That's exactly the point. That's what the Gemara says about Mitzia Nutes lo bashamayim. Rabbi Yeshua says, that's like a Navi Sheker. You're trying to tell me specifically what the halach is in this case? You want to tell me in general, so-and-so is a great person, a gavra rabba? Okay, a baskel could say that. But you, in general, but it doesn't mean in this specific halacha that's what you would say. Abalachriya al halacha pratis lomar halacha kiploni. That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Arsameach, how he explains, again, in general, prati uklali, you might say. To have a klali statement of this person is a gavra rabba, and we might want to follow him sometimes, fine. But a specific halacha, how he wanted to be used, like halacha kebeis hillel, like as a general point. But like Rabbi Elazar in a specific case, that would not be appropriate. So when we have tekus in the Gemara, right, we're gonna ask, we're gonna find out, maybe Yibana based on Migdash, that doesn't mean that the halacha is going to be based on Nevua. It's gonna be based on hardcore halachic principles.
Isn't the lesson of the Gemara that Rabbi Elazar is like Gavra Rabba or something?
Halacha is B'chol Makom, right, so that's how he understands it. But that's Dafka, maybe he said what Rabbi Shua said back to him. Rabbi Shua said back to him and says, no, that doesn't mean specifically in this halacha that we have to follow the Baskel. Okay, let's continue. And at the end, if there's more time, we'll come back to this topic. Okay, says the Gemara, back to the eighth line or so on Zayin Amud Aleph. Mikom Makom Kasha, that all counts on Amud Aleph, by the way, even though the Tosfos was an Amud Beis. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So, what did the people of the Nahar, the Bent Mavu Yenahar Dah, how did they do both Chomers? Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Kulei Karav Avduha. Really, they went straight like Rav. Went straight like Rav. Rav said it's like a Mavu Yisasum. I'm sorry, like a Mavi Mefulash, so the Ben Mavi is like open, so you have to be Machmir, fine. But Rav also said, you can be Maker like the Tanakama. Right against Chananya, in the case on the bottom of the previous Amud. So the Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Halacha of Ein Morin Kane. Really, he said that's the Mikra Den Halacha, but Ein Morin Kane, he never gave that as a public halacha. He never gave a shiur about that. If people would ask him privately, maybe he would tell them that. But Ein Morin Kane, so Lamaisa, he passed him the Chumra. So the Maisa Rav was Machmir across the board. Ol Ravada Bar Ava Amar Rav to Amar Halacha Umorin Kain Ma'ika Lameimar. But if you say like this opinion that Rav did paskin that way in his year, so again we're back to the question. So Amar Rav Shizvi, Shizvi has a major limitation on what we just said. Kilo Avdina Kuchumri to betray. When do we say that it's inappropriate to follow the chumris of two different opinions? Heicha de Sasri Ahadadi, where they are contradictory. They're based on not just different svaras, but opposite svaras. Holding like two opposite svaras, so that is ksil bachoshech holech. Kogon, for example, where shidra v'gulgoles, like the case of the spine and the skull. As we know, a maze can make mitame in three different ways. Tumas maga, by touching it. Tumas masa, by carrying it, even without touching it. And tumas ohel, and being under the same roof. So if an entire corpse is under the same roof, so that creates tumas ohel. If a revius of dam is under the same roof, that creates ohel. But what about bones? Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that an etzem kisseora, the bone the size of a barley seed, could be metame me, but not ba'ohel. Not ba'ohel. Ohel needs flesh. Unless, or blood. Unless it is a certain amount of bones. Certain amount of bones. If most of the bones of the body are here. Rov binyan v'rov minyan. Okay. Or if the entire spine is here. Or the entire skull is here. That also creates tumas ohel. So the question that is asked right here in the Mishnah Nalas is, what's the minimum, how much do you have to be missing from a skull or a spine for it not to be called a skull or a spine anymore, so that it would not be metame ba'ohel? And again, a separate question, not for now, what about meise akum? How tame are they? Meise akum, are they metame even b'maga? Or b'magamasa? Ohel, major machlokas in Bali Tosas elsewhere in the Rambam Bechulu. So the Gemara says, Shidran Gogolas, what's this an example of the Tanan? Hashidra Vahagogolas Shechasru, if they're lacking some, and then they're not Metami Ba'ohel. Vakamachisaron Beshidra, how much has to be missing in the spine for it not to be Tami Ba'ohel? Beshame Omrim Shtecholios, two vertebrae missing, it's no longer called the spine, and it's not Metami Ba'ohel. Ubeis Hillel omrim chol yachas. Beis Hillel in this context is mako. Even if you're only missing one vertebrae, so that itself is already not called the spine. And therefore, one is a Kohen, could be walking under the same OL. It won't be Matame. Ubiko Golet. So what about for the skull? Beishame Yomrim Kamali Magdeach. Enough, you have a hole. Kamali Magdeach is like a type of drill, a type of sharp instrument, a hole that size in the skull. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Kedeshi Nato Menachai V'yamos. No, an even smaller amount. Enough that if it would be missing an alive person, the person would die. Right, with different shiurim. And so that's machloka b'shamay beis Hillel. V'amar Yehuda amar Shmuel v'chein le'inyin treifa. And Shmuel says, and the same is by treifa, meaning if these amounts are missing, then the person or the animal is called, right, we had that discussion in Chulin, do you compare treifas of people and treifas of animals? But either way, the opposite is betreifas. So there you have, so for example, Beis Hillel says, even if you're only missing one vertebrae, it's already not matami ba'ol, but if you're missing only one vertebrae, it's already a treifa and you can't eat it. If it's an animal. So Beis Hillel's kula by Tumas Ohel is a chumra by Hilchas Treifas. And Beis Shammai's chumras by Hilchas Tumas Ohel are kulas regarding Hilchas Treifas. So there, says the Gemara, if I would hold like opposite chumras, that's inappropriate, that's ksil b'choshech olech. Because it's the same svara. It's the same root machlokas. So that's where it's inappropriate to follow opposite opinions. Aval hecha de lo sasri adadi, but if it's just a double chumrah, but they don't contradict each other, avdinan. So then one is allowed, doesn't say one should, one is allowed to do that, wouldn't it be called ksil b'choshech holech? I saw the Sharnam Sarn Balacha, which has a discussion, why is it that there are those out there that paskin opposite chumras? Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra. When it comes to Zmane Shabbos, Zmane Yontif, right, they would be Machmir, just in case, like the Gra to start Shabbos, and like Rabbeinu Tam to end Shabbos. That's what the Minhag HaOlam is, generally. Right, like Rav Moshe's famous 50 minutes, as we've discussed in the past, that's Rabbeinu Tam in New York Times, according to Rav Moshe. Okay, there are those that hold Rabbeinu Tam straight, 72 minutes, 96 minutes, but even the 50 minutes or 40-something minutes that many shuls hold of, so that's Rabbeinu Tam modified for New York Times, says Rav Moshe. So in general, we're machmir for an Isser Kares, for an Isser Malacha. So maybe there are a couple of exceptions. You have to say, maybe those aren't totally contradictory. You know, we're just, you know, the Minhag HaOlam is, you gotta be mechalik somehow. That's his Zahara. I'm not saying what should it be mechalik. Wait, we mentioned Rav Moshe's tshuva a couple of weeks ago about Rav Moshe driving after Avlakas Neiris and accepting the tochacha. So again, this is just a ha'ara that is made. So that's why chumras are only not appropriate together when they're opposites. But if they just go hand in hand, then it is okay. So says the Gemara, v'hecha, this also relates to our chumra discussion in general we've had in the past. Is it appropriate in general to accept a chumra? One always has to be careful in terms of the chumras that one accepts upon themselves, as we have discussed. Says the Gemara, v'hechi desasri ahada dilo avdina, in 1 minute, where they totally contradict each other, we don't do it, but masa v'mesharshia, we have an example where it was done. Maisa b'Rebbe Akiva shelikid esrog be'echad b'shvat v'nogbo be'izi surin. One time Rebbe Akiva harvested an esrog. Rashi here says esrog just means a fruit in Shvat, on the first day of Shvat, and now he's in not no man's land, but he's within, right, Rosh Chodesh Shvat is Rosh Chodesh Le'ilanos for Beis Shammai. It's before Tu B'Shvat, which is Rosh Chodesh for Beis Hillel. So, which year is it? We know in 1, 2, 4, and 5, there's Maaser Sheni. If in year 3 and 6, there's Maaser Ani. So Rabbi Akiva covered his bases. Echad Kedivaraba Beizi Surin. Echad Kedivar Beis Shammai, Echad Kedivar Beis Hillel. He did both. How do you do both? How do you do Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani? The Rishonim point out, the Ritva, if you do one, right, what's Maaser? It's a tenth. So whichever one, what, you take the amount of one-tenth of what's there before you start for both of them? So that would be covering, because if you just take one Maaser and then you take the other Maaser, there's less left. There's less than one-tenth left. So maybe that's one suggestion that he did. He took both. Others say, the Tosfos says he did it al-Tanai. Tosfos goes to the Yerushalmi. This little Tosfos here. Refers to Yerushalmi she'iser al-Tanai. He was ma'aser. I'm not sure which one this is. Ma'aser Sheni, Ma'aser Ani. V'chilolo. And he was machalalit onto money. V'nazol aniyim. Then he gave the fruit to the aniyim. which if it was Meiser Ani, wonderful, you're getting Meiser Ani, and if not, it doesn't have my Kedushas Meiser Sheni anymore. And it must tell me he took that money up to Yerushalayim. The Ritvi here just says, he brought fruit, and he gave that fruit to Anim in Yerushalayim. Right, so again, either way, you have to cover the bases somehow. So ask the Gemara, see, so Rabbi Akiva went like two chumras. So our answer is Rabbi Akiva, Gamre is topicle. He forgot his Mesora. Velo yada, Ibeis Hillel b'chad b'shvat amar, o b'chamisar b'shvat amar. He forgot, he knew he passed that Beis Hillel. He forgot what the Beis Hillel held. He was machmir there because of Safik Yediyah. That's a different type of Safik. He wasn't sure what Beis Hillel held, and therefore he had to cover himself and make sure that he didn't violate. And that's why he went both Lechumras in this case. Says the Ritva, and he didn't have anybody to ask. If he had somebody to ask, then it would still be Ksil Bachoshech Olech, because he should have asked his Rebbe. He says, "Upirish v'lohaya mishi yevara lo haemes, aval misha asa chumra demar udemar bepnei she'eni yodea hadin, afal pi sheshur hasadin kach yesh lo laasos b'kamacha b'kat dekrina be k'sil b'chot sacholech shohei lo lama v'lo laman." He should have had somebody. Maybe Rabbi Akiva didn't. 40 years old, right? It's something that he should have known. Good, important discussion to have here that the Achronim bring up here. He had to be he was machmir just in case because he wasn't sure. Wasn't sure. Are we talking about a Daraisi or a Darabanan here? What are we talking about here? We're talking about an Esrog or any other fruit. Pashas, Rov Rishonim hold that is Trus and Maestrus Darabanan by Shar Peris. So the Achronim ask, what was he Machmer for? Savi Darabanan Lakula anyway. We've discussed in the past the three-way Machlokas Rishonim. Right, we are the Rambam on one extreme. The Rambam would say this Gemara is not a problem. Why? Because the Rambam holds all fruits are chayiv in Trumas and Maestros midaraisa. Yerukos are Durabanan. That's Beferish. But Trumas and Maestros are chayiv by all fruit. According to the Rambam, oranges and apples and lemons, they're all chayiv in Trumas and Maestros daraisa. Bisman, when Trumas and Maestros are knowing daraisa. But according to the Rambam, all fruit, right, said Hilchas Trumas and elsewhere, and Ba'aleit Tosfos all over the place, and Rashi all over the place, hold no, only Dag and Tirosh V'Yitzar. Only wheat and Tirosh V'Yitzar, and oil and grapes, Dag and Tirosh V'Yitzar. That's it. That's Chayiv and Trumas Maisa Daraisa. Everything else are Durabanan, major, important machlokas. And we mentioned the Rivid compromise sheet in the past, the Rivid and the Kasav Sham. The Ravid in Chulin, in the Kasav Sham, in his Sefer on the Balamar, where he writes, middle Shita. He holds Maker Din like Brashi and Tosfos, that all you have to do is Dag and Tirosh V'Yitzar Daraisa. But if you do other fruit, like the Rambam, there's a status to Oraisa, even though there was no Chiv Daraisa to give it. That's the Ravid's middle opinion, and he says it'll be Medameya, right? That's his Chiddush in the ninth Parak in Chulin. In the Kasev Sham, Shein Chayiv and Misa El Al Trumas Dog and Tirosh V'Yitzar V'Al Tevel Shalahen V'Chud V'Zev Avim Nomar Shein Chayiv Min HaTorah Im Kar Aleim Shem Yeis Aleim Kedushas Truma Min HaTorah U'Midama'as Kishal Torah. Maybe there's no Misa B'Dei Shemayim, but there is a status. So the Achronim ask, according to Rov Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos, that hold that all fruit are Drabanan. So why here was he so Machmir? It's Savi Drabanan. Savi Drabanan shouldn't have to, unless you say. And this is also a minority opinion, but this is where that opinion got it from. There is an opinion of the Smag. The Smag, the Mishnah Melach quotes this Smag. The Mishnah Melach quotes this in Meiser Sheni in the first Perek. That even though Trumas and Meisers are Drabanan by all of the fruit, Meiser Sheni is Daraisa. Meiser Sheni is different, is even more Chamor than Trumas and Meisers. I'll read it to you. Aleph Yud Beis in Meiser Sheni. He quotes the Smag. It's a mashma from the Sifri. Meiser Sheni noeg b'chol davar. U'mashem b'dvarav da'afilu b'yerek noeg Meiser Sheni min atar. Even vegetables. V'kol kachukz lak din zeh ve'enav ad sheba'asin kuf samach alav gabi Meiser Ani. Kosev, Ava Bishop is a free master of the Meister Shady Noah Minatora, Afilu Birakos, Zeom Ibn Ribui Mikros Asher Sham, Ava Meister Ani, Shlomatsina Ribu, Yeshlafos, Machubus Meister Vahulu. Vidinze Tama Be'enai, says the Mishnah Lamelach. Lachalik, be Meister Shady, Lashar Meisteris, Velora Isi, Lashemachan, Migoli, Hamorim, Shachilku Chilagze, Vain Safi gets Lee, the Rishonim, the Lochilku Chilagze, Sovrim, the Bryce Zuas Smachta Bialma. Just a Smachta. Meister Shady is no different. But that's a smart. So again, you gotta figure out exactly why Rabbi Akiva did what he did. Right? Either it's like those opinions that hold it's Daraisa.
Well, I mean, why was this that type of suffix? This wasn't a suffix in Halacha. He didn't remember what the correct.
He didn't know. So you're saying that even if it's drabbanan a safek yediyah like this, you'd have to be machmir. Okay.
So.
Okay. Maybe a safek yediyah like this, where it's my fault. It's my fault, even though it's not my fault right now. So you'd have to be machmir, even though it is only drabbanan. Okay. Good. Let's continue now. Says the Gemara by the two dots. Yosef, Rav Yosef, Kamed Rav Huna. Back to Erevin. We had a little Beishamai, Beis Hillel, general Shas topic machlokas issues. Back to Erevin. Actually, one more before we get back to Erevin. There's a Briska Rav to mention. We're talking about Rabbi Akiva, forgot. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It's a pretty scary Mishnah when we read it. If I forget any of my learning, I'm Chayav Misa. So, Rabbi Akiva was Chayav Misa here. But we're all Chayav Misa all the time. So what does that mean? So the Briska Rav at least helps us out. The Griz in Va'eschanan writes, quotes Rav Chaim Ivalozhin, who says that maybe only was during the time before Torah Sheba'al Peh was written down. So if Torah Sheba'al Peh was written down and I forgot something, then that's lost forever in the Shalshalas HaMasorah. That's why Mischai Benafsho. But in a time when Torah was already written down, so if I forget something, okay, no, I forgot it. I'll remember it hopefully next time. If I don't remember it, you know, Torah will survive without my chiddush. Obviously, I have to do my best to try to remember it. And some of our shem say it only means if you forget because you didn't apply yourself as much as we could have. But that's the Briska Rav quoted in the Griz al Torah. Zek koyal arishonim shalomdu bal peh. To Iker Ashar Zuhi al Torah Shabal Peshu and Igrace Mishnah, as it says in Brachis and the Hakdom of the Rambam, Vichulu. Aval Acher Shekfar Nechta Matalmud Venifsika Kabbalah, Shal Torah Shabal Peh, Ishbi Pish, Shuv Ainze Bechal Shokheta Rachami Mishnaso. To Iker Ashar Zuhi al Mishnah, Hamasura Bal Peh, Shalo Tishkach. Okay, it's an important Briska Rav to be aware of, and he quotes some other Gemaras to relate to this, but he says that on the Pasuk of Ahayu Adrama Eila, Ashranochim Safcha Yamal Vavacha. He quotes that on the Pasuk in Shema. Okay, now we get back. Yosef, Rav Yosef, Kamei de Rav Huna. Rav Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Huna. V'Yosef, Amar. And he said as follows. Amar, Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Machlokes, the whole machlokes that we have been dealing with is Bisratya Mikan, right? The Rashi says, the machlokes between the Tanakam and Chananya, you have these Mavos, Mefulashim, right? You have, let's say, the Mavui Akum. So machlokes, Bisratya Mikan, Uplatya Mikan. Right? You have... Not Akum, I'm sorry. You have on the bottom, we have some type of Mavui that's Mefulash. So when do you need all that? We have this three-way Machlokes. That's only if it's two Rishus Arabims, one on either side of the area. Aval Sratya Mikan, Ubika Mikan, which is a Carmelis. Ubika Mikan. Or two Carmelios. Oset Tzuras HaPesach Mikan, Lechem Mikor Mikan. Everybody agrees you don't need doors. Just put a Tzuras HaPesach on one side and a Lechi or a Korah on the other side. If one of the sides of these Mavuis is a Carmelis, says the Gemara, 1 minute. Hashta Sratya Mikan, Ubika Mikan. Oset Tzuras HaPesach Mikan, Lechem Mikor Mikan. If in the case of Rishus HaRabim on one side and Carmelis on the other side, you already allow it. So what do you need the last line of the Brice of the statement for? Bika mikan mi boy. If you have two Carmelios, so what do you have to say the last line for? So Gemara says, you're right, Hachi Kamer, this is what we meant to say. Sratya mikan ubika mikan, if you have Rishus HaRabim on one side and a Carmelis on the other side, it's as if, you could treat it as if, Nasa kibika mikan vibika mikan. You could treat it as if it's two Carmelios. There's no difference between that case and two Carmelios on that side, on both sides, and you could just put up a Tzuras HaPesach and a Lechi. Period. Good. So again, Rav Yosef is saying this over in front of Rav Huna. And he said that first statement in the name of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. And now, Umisayim Bamishmeid Rav Yehuda. And then Rav Yosef finishes off and just says the following in the name of Rav Yehuda without the name of anybody else. And remember, Rav Yehuda was both a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. Sometime you have Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. After Rav died, he went to be a Talmud of Shmuel. So the following he just said in the name of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, the Amora. Imhaya mavui kala l'rachava ein sareklum. What does that mean? So the picture books will show you. Let's say you have a regular mavui. Picture the mavui mefulash open, but on the back of one of the sides, there's like an empty lot. There's an empty lot that's really not lived in. It's semi-private, and that lot opens up to Rishus HaRabim on the other side. So you have street. If you think about it, from one side you have street, mavui, empty lot, street. So the Mavli doesn't empty into that lot. So Rav Yosef says in the name of Yehuda, if you have that, you don't worry about it. You don't, that's like closed up. That's because you have the lot on the other side, which is not a place which people frequent that often. So, ein tzarech klum. You don't need to do anything. Rashi on the third very wide line. Ein tzarech klum l'sakin osa psicha shal tzad harachava. You don't have to do anything. El arosha mefulosh l'rishus harabim tzarech lechi okara. The side that's open to the street, you need the lechi and the kara katoris mavisasum. Just like a Mavis, you treat it like a Mavis Sasa. The Achronim, I saw, point out that this picture in Rashi is not correct. So don't trust this picture in the Rashi over here. But in the picture books they have in the Maromar 4, they have it. Either way, so you don't need anything. So, Amalei Abaye, Rav Yosef. So Abaye hears this, and he says to Rav Yosef, you just said this in the name of Rav Yehuda. Which of his Rebbeim did he say this in the name of? Had Rav Yehuda de Shmueli. It must be that this statement, again, that you have the lot in the back of the Mavui, before you get to the street, this must have been said in the name of Shmuel. Why? De'i derav, kasha derav aderav betarti. Because if you say that he said this in the name of Rav, then you have a problem. Because you have a similar case where Rav paskind mor l'chumra. Which case as follows. The Amar of Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar Rav. Rav says as follows. And we're going to get to a new Erevin topic that's coming up here, that's going to come up many times. Mavui shen nifrats b'milu'o l'chatzer. A mavui that is nifrats b'milu'o l'chatzer. V'nifrats l'chatzer kenegda. What happens if you have a mavui? Behind the mavui there's a chatzer. Nifrats b'milu'o. What does that mean? It means that there, if you're walking, let's say, from the mavui to the chatzer, there are no walls jutting out. There are no walls. The walls on the side of you just end, and you empty into the chatzer. So mavi shenifras b'milu ol chatzer v'nifras chatzer kenegdo, and then on the other side of the chatzer, there's another hole going into the street, which is basically the same case, like the lot case. You have a mavui with a chatzer, and the chatzer empties into the street. So says Rav, chatzer muteres u'mavui asur. In the chatzer, you're allowed to carry. Why? Because the chatzer is enclosed. You have a hole in the side of the chatzer, but that's fine as long as it's not 10 amos wide. Remember we've said, up till 10 amos is a Pesach. It's not a pirtza. So look, if I'm standing in the chatzer, I'm in an area surrounded by walls. I have two doorways on the opposite side of me. That's fine. But in the mavui, it's asur. Why? This is called nifrats bimilu'o lirishus ha'acheres. Right? I'm standing in the mavui, so then, even though there's the chatzar on the side of me, that's mutter, but if I'm looking at the chatzar, there's no walls that are jutting out at me. I don't see those walls from inside the mavui. If I'm standing in the chatzar looking into the mavui, so then I see walls on four sides of me. But if I'm standing in the mavui looking into the chatzar, then there's no walls. The walls of the chatzer that are next to the mavui, I don't see them, so they don't count. That's called nifrats bimilu'o, l'rishus acheretz. It's totally open to that side. So that's why the chatzer is going to be mutter, but the mavui is going to be usser. So now the Gemara says, v'yamai, why, if really Rav Yehuda's original statement was in the name of Rav, levi kamavui shekalo l'rechava. It's the same kind of case with the lot in the back and the chatzer in the back. So it must be, says Abaye to Rav Yosef, that which you said in the name of Rav Yehuda, it must be that this was Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, not Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Good. Says Rav Yosef back, he says, Amar Le, I know Leodana, I'm not sure whose name it was said in front of, but I do know the following story. Uvda Have Bidura Deravasa, there was a story in the village of shepherds. Mavui shekalo l'rechava hu. It was the case, similar case of Mavui that ended in the lot. V'asa l'kamed Rav Yehuda v'lo asroche v'lo midi. I just know that Rav Yehuda was Mako here. Rav Yehuda himself, like he quoted earlier. V'ikasha mishmei d'rav. And if you're saying that it can't be in the name of Rav, okay. Tevi mishmei d'shmua v'lo kasha midi. Okay, fine. I just know Rav Yehuda Paskin this way. You're telling me that it couldn't have been Rav? Okay. It must be in the name of his other Rebbe, Shmuel. Period. So now the Gemara says, Hasha to Amar Le Rav Sheshes L'Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, V'Amri La L'Rav Yosef Bar Abba. But wait a minute, now that we have the following suggestion, we're not going to have to say there's a real machlokas here. Amina L'cha as Azbro L'cha, Kan She'irvu, Kan She'lo Irvu. Maybe there's a difference whether the B'nai Mavui and B'nai Chatzer made an Erev with each other. Maybe that's the difference in the cases. Really, when do you say that you don't need to do anything? Where there was an Erev between the cases. But if they didn't make an Erev, so then you need something at the doorway of the Mavli to the back. So, Derava, Derav, Naami, Lokasha, maybe there's no stira in Rav, even if the original statement was in the name of Rav. Khan, what was the case that Rav Yosef said originally, where you don't need anything, She'irvu b'nei chatzar b'nei mavli, where they made an Erev, so that's why it's not a problem. And if you make an Erev, then even if it's nifratz b'miluo, it would be okay. That's the chiddush of this line. Because they made themselves one big happy rishus. And when did Rav Aser, in the line above, that's where they didn't make an Erev. So then only the Chatzar is going to be okay, but the Mavi will not be okay because of Nifrat's Bimilu'o. So Lamaisa, there's no Machlokes, one could suggest. The only difference is whether there was an Erev made or there was no Erev made. Again, the Gemara tomorrow, by the Shem, is going to start with, let's go back to the Havamina for a minute, and we're going to talk about the different issues that come up in terms of water being a type of wall, a garbage dump that's going to come up in all of tomorrow's Gemara. But one other Ha'ara to talk about, and again, something that we haven't touched on yet, but it has to do with to make an Erev. We spoke about an Erev Tchum and Erev Chatzeres a couple of days ago. You have to put the bread, maybe in the shul. The Chulu, we had different suggestions why, but there is an important issue here. We're talking about Erev. What if there are some non-Jews that are living in the area? What if there are some non-Jews living in the Mavui and the Chatzar? So what does one have to do? So that's also a Gemara that comes up later on. One has to do what's called Schiris Makom, to rent out the area. Meaning if I rent out the area, so then that works. So how do you rent out the area? How do you rent out an area from a million people who live in this area of the Erev? So that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rishonim. You go to the Sar Ha'ir. You go to the Sar Ha'ir. The Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Tzadi Aleph, Sif Aleph, Avo B'makom, Shekol Tzarchei Ha'ir, Einam Na'asim, Ela Alpi Hasar, O Hamamuna Shalo, the mayor or the leader, Vadai Sheschiris Mehasar Hahu, O Mischir V'Lakito, if you go to the Sar or his Shliach, Mahani, that could help. Because after all, he could put his men, or he could put any of his klei milchama in any of the houses, b'shas milchama, shalom idaitam, against their will. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So the shaila is, does the mayor of any city have the power to put his guns into my house? As the Shulchan Aruch says, right, can a mayor come and do that? Not so sure if that's allowed. So there's a big discussion in the Lamaisa, whether it's allowed. Some Achronim say, well, governments have rights, right? If police need to come in and search your house and want to do an inspection for something, for law enforcement, that they can. So, or what if they want to, yeah, no, this is for the lawyers out there, eminent domain, right? If you need to take over private land for public use. So is that good enough that they're allowed to do that? So if you look in Rabbi Chaim Jachter's Gray Matters, he discusses this, that the poskim say that he says, quotes Rav Schechter, strongly was against this reasoning, that the right of eminent domain is really used, it's quite difficult to apply, but they do have rights to public areas. Meaning, if you do Schiris Makom, so at least all the public areas, how often am I going to go into the non-Jew's house? That's so, okay, that's off limits. Or other people's houses, but at least within, you know, the public areas, that for sure, right? They acknowledge that the mayor and the police do possess the authority to close the public areas of the city. So that is an important discussion. Another interesting, yeah? Oh, yeah, you have to have an arrangement. So he quotes here that he spoke to Rabbi Frundel from Washington, D.C., Kesher Israel. He established an area for his community due to the ambiguous nature of Washington's municipal authorities. Rabbi Frundel told the author that he performed Schiris Rishus with United States President Bush and Washington Mayor Marion Barry, along with the heads of the police and city council. Okay, he was just covering his bases, going around, making sure. I don't know if you see a picture of the Schiris Makom with the president, but that's what he quotes here. And just one other Lamaisa, interesting Ha'ara, and that is, what about, like, in a democracy, when the governments are voted out, you have to have a new Schiris Makom with the new person. So the arrangement is that every government is bound by the original agreements unless they renege on it of a previous government. So you don't have to have new Schiris Makom every time there's a new elected official. Right? That's he has to, as long as it's done once, it is okay. But either way, this is an important issue that comes up later. But again, when we talk about an Erev, we have to remember that when there are people that are not involved, what about, you know, other Jews who are against? Right? So again, this is something that Hashem will come up. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And We will continue Be'ez Hashem. Hopefully, again, tomorrow, I will try to get tomorrow's daf, Shabbos' daf up, and then we will continue. Okay, everybody, have a good Shabbos.